changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
All right, I'm excited because I want to talk to you about something really, really important that I've talked to you about many, 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 many times before. But this is becoming a part of my journey like never before. I touched on it yesterday. I'm going to bring you up to speed for those of you who weren't here yesterday. And that is, I was listening to a podcast the other day. And it was one of these nerdy podcasts on how the body works or the world or whatever. But it was talking about the fact that human beings already have what are called pacemaker cells. We think about a person who has an arrhythmia in their heart, and they may have a pacemaker installed. And what the pacemaker does is it maintains the constant rhythm of the heart so that we're not, you know, could you imagine, and I'm sure some of you may have it, but if your heart beats arrhythmically, it really messes with your whole physiology. It's dangerous too. What I discovered was, never realizing, and these they got really deep into it. I think it was Radio Lab that I was listening to. And they were talking about how we have pacemaker cells in our bodies, but we only have them in two places. There are only two places where we have pacemaker cells. Because if you think about it, there are only really two functions that absolutely, I guess, must happen 24/7. And that is, we have pacemaker cells. And the pacemaker cells in our heart are in our heart. And they literally are there. The cells that keep our heart pumping are right there in our heart. Well, that's good because you don't want it down in your left pinky toenail and something gets severed and then all of a sudden your heart can't beat, right? You want it right there in the heart. You want it right there in the delivery system. You want it right there where it is most needed. We also have pacemaker cells for our lungs. Now, our lungs, of course, surround our heart, and our lungs put oxygenated blood into our heart where it is pumped out. The interesting thing is the pacemaker cells, now notice I'm intentionally breathing, for our lungs are not in our lungs. They're not near our lungs. Because why? Because our pacemaker cells for our lungs are equally as much a part of our emotional makeup as our physical makeup. And so the pacemaker cells, the cells that regulate your breathing while you're sleeping, et cetera, when you're not mindfully breathing, are actually in your brain. Now, isn't that amazing? This shows how connected your emotional state and your breathing is. Now, when I said that, if you're a new person, you might just go, by the way, if you're new, be sure and let us know. If you're a new person, you might go, well, yeah, duh, you get frightened or you get anxious or you get upset and you begin to breathe more shallow. The thing is that for many of us, breathing shallow is our default system. So the way it works, and we've seen this, that the mind and the body are a loop, psychosomatic, psyche, soma, mind, body. When you are upset, your breathing becomes narrowed. And I always like to use this kind of a thing because imagine you've got this much range and your breathing goes into here. You don't even realize it a lot of times. And if you're a person like me with PTSD from my childhood, the last year and a half during COVID, I have become so hyper-conscious of how I breathe. And I can wake up first thing in the morning with a day to look forward to, and yet my breathing is in that shallow area. And what do you think my mind does? My mind thinks that I must be in distress. Distress. And so it literally becomes hypervigilant, looking for things to be distressed about. Seek and ye shall find. Exactly. So yes, the emotions drive the breathing. The breathing drives the emotions. And now I'm about to lay something on you that if you're really, I don't know, serious about getting stress out of your life, I'm about to lay some gold on you. And I've got a group of people that are paying me 12 grand to come in and teach them this exact same thing over a 2-hour period at a conference. So here we go. Create some sort of breathing exercise where you fully deplete your lungs on a regular basis. I have become so aware and attuned to this. Now, before I explain what I mean by that, let's talk about meditation. People talk about meditation. I think meditation is important. I meditate twice a day. I think it's very important. And you know what I've discovered? When I reach that level of relaxation in my mind, what do you think also simultaneously changes? Right, my breathing. My breathing gets deeper. Now, when we say deeper, what do we mean? Do we mean that we inhale more? Yeah, usually, but deeper more than anything means exhaling. It means exhaling. Your sympathetic nervous system, that's the thing that you can't control. That's all part of your inhaling, right? If a monster is coming at you and you need to run away, the first thing you're going to do before you even run is take a deep breath. Believe it or not, that's part of your sympathetic nervous system. Exhaling is part of your parasympathetic nervous system. It is under your control, and it also symbolizes to your body, not symbolizes, that's not the right word, signifies, thank you, to your body, that you must be cool and everything's good because you're exhaling. The thing is, few of us, I know I did not exhale, certainly not to the degree that I needed to empty it. It empties the lungs. It also strengthens the diaphragm, and it triggers that you're supposed to feel relaxed. The other day I was getting ready to get on a stage and speak to, like, I don't know, some 400 to 600 people, whatever it was, but somebody was backstage, and this person does not get on stages on a regular basis and speak to big audiences. And she was very, very nervous, and she was walking back and forth backstage. And you'll see people doing this backstage when they're nervous. They're like trying to do this, like they're trying to sling it away. And she said to me, "Is there something that you do to help you relax?" And I said, "Yeah, I blow out birthday candles." She said, "What?" And I've shared this with you before, but I want you to know this has become a really big part of my life. I do this when I am driving. In fact, I add to it. I buzz when I drive. But when I'm on my way to play pickleball, I do it. When I'm about to have an important call, I do it. Sometimes when I'm just walking around my apartment, I do it. The idea is to restrict your breathing. It's not this. You're not going to relax that way. You're not giving your body enough time to take in what you're exhaling. So many times you'll see people, okay, we need to drop stress. So take in a deep breath. Everybody, and exhale. It needs to be the opposite. It needs to be. Wow. I just want to acknowledge for myself how much more I feel relaxed. And I want you to try it right now. If you are not driving, you have absolutely no excuse not to do this with me. And I want you to see the difference. I want you to feel the difference. Now, before you do, if you get too lightheaded, just blow the rest of the air out. However, I want you to notice that your heart rate is actually probably going to feel like it's picking up at first. It feels like it needs to drive that air out. And then when you realize it does not, then you begin to settle. All right, so everybody, take a breath with me right now and do exactly what I'm doing. I see people do this. By the way, how do you feel now? Take a second. I feel like a wave of relaxation. I do this the whole time I'm on planes now. I do it when I'm walking through airports because, as I've said, my goal is to always maintain that feeling of equanimity, not triggered, not buzzy inside. And nothing triggers it like being around thousands of anxious people about to get into an aluminum tube together, all afraid they've forgotten something or something is going to go wrong. And so for me to stay calm, and just me to stay calm driving in Miami. Now, here's the other thing that I add, right? And that is, I call this buzzing. And I do this when I'm driving, because I find the buzzing actually kind of stimulates my body and relaxes my body. So try this with me. Here we go. You want your lips to vibrate. Wow, huh? When something is attacking you, the first thing you're going to do is gasp in air. What most people do, because they're looking at their phones, and if you're looking at CNN, it is there to make you angry at the right. If you're looking at Fox News, it is there to make you angry at the left. But the bottom line is, it's there to piss you off, enrage, and engage. And it knows it's working if your breathing goes into, and we don't realize it's happening. And all stress comes in that. When I teach this seminar that I'm going to be doing, and I've actually been hired to do it twice in 2022, drop stress and gain focus. The point is, there's lots of ways to meditate, and they all lead to relaxing your breathing. So why not try this and intentionally just drive your breathing for yourself? And in so doing, change your entire neurophysiology. Give it a try today. I want you to do this 10 times, 3 times a day. You'll be blown away at how much this will relax you. 10 deep breaths, all right? Give it a try and you'll be amazed at how much more chill you are and how addicted you get to the chillness. That's one of the things I've noticed. The other day, my daughter was upset about something, and understandably, there was something going very, very wrong, and she called me so we could discuss it, and I realized that I just so wanted to stay in the relaxed energy, and so the time she was talking, Willow says buzzing makes me laugh. Everybody try it. The idea is to make all both your lips buzz equally at the same time, all corners of your lips, the middle. It is funny. That's why I only do it in my car. But this is my place to be vulnerable with you all. Give it a try today. Consciously exhale, and you'll be amazed at how it jumpstarts your day.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating.
complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high.